Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Maggie Hughes DiPaolo. She's coming up in just a minute.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klingenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henco. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks. People, my name is Haywood. Some folks, they say, hey, I am a friend of Hugh who introduced me to a woman from Amsterdam. Her name, it was Juno, spelled J-U-N-O. And this is how the introduction it did go. Hugh said, hey, hey, do you know me? I said, hey, Hugh, I know you too, Hugh. Hugh said, hey, do you know Juno? I said, you know, how do you do? You know, said, howdy, hey, howdy, Hugh. She was extremely pleasant to be introduced to. Then you know you knew hey, and you know you who. And hey, and Hugh knew you know.
Everybody got that?
I think so.
Juno. Uno.
Oh. Oh.
Modulated. Okay.
Okay.
Then a woman from South Korea stopped by to say hi. Her name, it was pronounced me, but although it was spelled M-I, she too knew Hugh, and Hugh, he knew just what to do, so Hugh commenced to introduce us. Hugh said, hey, me, I know you. Me said, hey, Hugh, you know I'm me. Hugh said, hey, me, do you know, you know, and you know, do you know me? Hey, you know me. I said, no, Hugh, but I would like to meet me. Then me knew, hey, and me knew, Hugh, and me knew, and you know, me knew, you know.
This isn't a sing-along.
Hey, you know, you knew me.
Another key change?
Oh, another one.
Wow.
Another off-key change.
I don't want it to get boring.
No, it's great. You know, I love this.
6 more minutes.
Just then a friend of mine, whose last name it was I. It was spelled E-I, but pronounced I, happened to walk by. So when I said I, would you like to meet some friends of mine? He said, that would be fine. I said, I, do you know Hugh? I said, I, do you know you know? I said, me, do you know I, Hugh, and I know. Hugh said, I know I. You know, she knows I, and me knew I, and me said hi, I. So now, hi, hey, you know, Hugh, and me knew I. And I knew me, and I knows, hey, and I knows, you know, and Hugh.
My nose is bleeding.
Hey, and I know, you know, and Hugh knew I, and you know, knew me. Hugh knew me, and me knew he, I.
Yeah.
You know, knew I. I knew Hugh, and you knew me. And you know, said, thank you. I said, thank you. Me said, thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a special guest.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Maggie Hughes DiPaolo. Now, Josh, you want to go ask her your question?
Is it a hyphenated last name?
I heard that, and it is not hyphenated.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not that high maintenance.
Good.
You know what? I grew up Irish Catholic. I married an Italian guy, so I wanted to keep Hughes in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, more importantly, in case I get divorced, it's always there.
Sure, yeah.
I can just drop the Italian at any point.
Just take your driver's license and a pair of scissors. And
that's just good thinking, because you buy a house thinking to sell it. You're going to get married thinking you got to get a divorce.
You know, that's forward thinking.
Yeah.
That's
what
that is.
Do you have kids?
That's a very big Catholic thing to do. I'm
right?
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that is.
A lot of friends.
It's an Irish Catholic thing, more importantly. We do. We have four kids.
No, are they? Whoa. Is it like Bobby Hughes DePaulo?
They're all DePaulo. Yeah.
Oh, they don't have the Hughes thing?
No.
None of them?
I couldn't sneak that in. Nope.
Really? What a tyrant you're married
well,
to.
Well, you don't. Oh, if there were to be a divorce, you don't want them.
Yeah. He'll, yeah.
So why have the Hughes at
exactly.
all?
Exactly. Drop the kids and the Italian at the end.
Did I tell you that the other day, my 13-year-old, and I know what you're thinking. I also have a 10-year-old and many others. First of all, the first question from Hart was, "Hey, if you two both die, who gets to take us?" And she goes, "Can I vote?" And she starts naming these people she'd like to have as her parents.
Short list,
which was rather awkward.
Uh-huh.
But Finn goes, "You know, if you and Dad split up, I'm going with him."
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's very forward
thinking. I bet that's
that going.
Yeah. 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 A mother loves hearing that.
Yeah.
It's a very progressive thing for these kids to think about.
The thing is, I was kind of thinking, hey, good for me.
Well, yeah, sure.
How did I score those points? I know. By saying yes to
I was going to say, because you're be a Disneyland lawless. Dad.
Yeah. Haven't uh-huh. that same the same group been asking about the will and things and the trust?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, that doesn't Godwin get Willie?
I do indeed. I'm the godfather.
Yeah.
Well, as Christy said one morning that Tom did not stop having kids when you're supposed to.
That's right.
What age range do you have?
So we've got a big gap as well. We have almost 18, 14, 13, all boys. And then my daughter is 6.
Oh, okay, wow. Cool.
So they can raise her if anything happens.
Well, she's going to be...
She'll be raising them, actually. Yeah. She'll be in charge.
Yeah, that's an awkward thing, that who's going to take them if something goes wrong.
It is.
That happened to a friend of mine in high school.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh,
do you have that in your will, though? Did you guys decide on somebody?
Yeah, it's
complicated.
It is
I mean, there's a committee.
Oh, I know.
I'm just guessing. I'm not in the mix anywhere, am I?
None of us are.
Well, in the financial part. I mean,
oh!
Yeah, you got to find somebody with dough in a pool.
Yeah, you're in that.
You got to get the pool, yeah.
Got the mortgage payment all built into it. It's a great will. It's the size of a phone book.
Nice.
Yeah, but you have to have that stuff. I mean, I know I'm a little paranoid, but like I said, when I was in high school, one of my guy that I knew, his parents were both killed in a
car crash,
in a plane crash.
Oof.
And you know, he was it. He had brothers and sisters, and he ended up living at a friend of mine.
Did I?
Wow.
Did
hear
I
somebody
hear a big laugh
in the back?
Yeah.
Plane crash.
Car crash. No plane Posque? Crash. Got a huge laugh.
Get a pop.
From somebody.
You got a back. Pop.
I mean, Posque? I could have said car crash, but that's not what happened.
All right.
But. Yeah. No, you probably don't have that anymore, do you, Christy?
No, because my kids are now old enough to take, well, sort of old enough
I was gonna
to take
say. Care of themselves. Do you have a friend that can go move into her place?
Love you, honeys.
Okay. Which one's your favorite, Maggie?
Well, that changes by the day.
I imagine it does.
Yeah. So, my daughter and I are the closest, obviously. We she's been borrowing all my makeup. She's got this new she's 6. Loves lipstick. First day of school, she told her teachers that my mom wears lipstick and does shows for adults.
Oh.
St. Francis Catholic School in Wilmette. That's where they think I work at Polecats.
Oh, I like that name. The Polecats.
Polecats.
Tom, you want to go to the Polecat with me?
Wow.
Have a guy's night at the Polecat.
Mm. And you said you're Irish Catholic?
Irish Catholic.
Did you have a Catholic wedding?
I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I did, yes. Yeah, that's like... non-negotiable when you're an Irish Catholic. They love
and your
weddings
your
and
man
funerals.
Is an Italian
Catholic.
Wow.
Is there a distinction when it comes to the ceremonial?
East Coast. No, there's just more of us. He has a small family. So I have like 34 first cousins and he comes from a small family. So he's still trying to catch up with names.
No, Pat, don't you have a song that would tie right into this lengthy mass situation with a lot of
we were talking about Easter and a lot of people went to mass on Easter that normally don't go
and
to
what
mass.
Was the word you came up with?
Creasters. Yeah. Christmas and Easter, folks.
They only go
they're called creasters.
Catholic
and,
light.
And I was told by someone that involved in the financial realm of a certain diocese that they had moved all of their spring breaks so that Easter wasn't in it, because they were finding that the people who were the so-called creasters, they would when the collection plate came around, they'd be given the money to some place in Florida instead of where they lived.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of changing because you do it online now, but you still have to put your envelope in even if it's empty, which I find
what
because they want to prove that you were at Mass. Oh. They can't prove you were at Mass if you just put your money
in. They're taking
in
attendance
online.
Now? I thought Jesus did that from above.
Did they do this at your school? Because
I thought they had an app. Don't they have
an
app?
I'll see you in church if the windows are clean. That was my dad's favorite saying.
because if you have kids in their school, especially, they want to prove that you're actually active in the parish.
Yeah.
During the Mass. Wait, what did your dad say again?
They just want... I'll see you in church if the windows are clean.
Nice.
Oh, that's a nice phrase.
Yes, they care if you're a parishioner. It's all about the money. Like my husband said, this is all just about writing checks, Maggie. I said, I get it. But yes, they do want to prove that you've been to church. Mm-hmm. If you're a parishioner, if you have children at the school.
Yeah. Now, you said you were married in a Catholic service.
Correct.
And that's a lot of standing and sitting. And how long did it last? You know?
A lot of standing and sitting. A lot of,
like an hour plus?
It's an hour Mass. Yep.
That's a lot.
They haven't shortened it.
No, if it's an hour Mass, I assume that means an open bar is pretty much required.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I got that from Irish. Yeah.
Well, there's a tailgate before.
Sure.
then, nice tailgate.
Well, now, Pat, would you favor Maggie with this song?
Maggie, did your church try to do the folk Mass or the rock Mass? That they bring in the kids? They try the music at all?
We haven't done that, but I'm happy. Do you get a little One Bread, One Body you're going to
No.
It's a good song, though. We
tried the reggae Mass. Have you heard of the reggae Mass to get the kids in? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Stand up, kneel down. Sit back in your pew. Come on now, kneel down, stand up. Sit now for a few. I just follow the priest now. He knows what to do. He's like an aerobics instructor when you don't have a clue. Come on now, stand up, kneel down. Get in all your steps. Kneel down, stand up. Oh, it's rough on the haps. Knees hurt, joints sore. Muscles tight and rear. Come on now, Easter Sunday. See you all next year. Merry Christmas.
Good times of year. Oh, that is going to be my head all day. Fantastic.
Help me here. Is there someone on the stage, altar, that is informing you to...
No, you follow everybody and the priest.
Occasionally
much, right,
the priest
Maggie?
Will say, please stand for certain things.
Especially during a Catholic Mass when everybody may not be Catholic. They do tend to...
Please rise.
Yes, they'll tell you more than if you're just there
Sunday. Is it always in the same order?
Yes.
So if you go a lot, you're going to know?
Yes.
Yes, I can do it in my sleep.
Do you know what
I can do it all in our sleep. We can say all the prayers in our sleep.
Do you know what the total of up, down, kneel...
No, I've never counted.
I mean, is it upwards of 50? Or?
No, not only, 50. Maybe not 50. No.
I remember going to one of those with... my dad, who was in a wheelchair, so he wasn't in the pew, but I was sort of sitting on the end of the pew, and he was right next to
me,
and he leaned over and he said, "I've had friends whose marriages lasted less time than GD wedding service."
They're long. They are.
Well, see, he had to pee, and
it was like a beautiful man.
Yeah, no, he really had to go, and you know that was an ordeal in itself.
Well, what? Give him a pouch, right?
I'm not going to give my father a
Did
pouch.
Did you have to help him in the pouch?
He could get up out of the chair and walk two or three, toward the end, maybe.
You should have said, why don't you get up and take a few steps and scream, I'm
get
healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and then
that
he would
collection
go,
plate would have been full.
He'd go right down in his face. Wow. Well, we're speaking with a comedian, Maggie Hughes DiPaolo, and she's a lovely woman, four kids. I would never have, you look extraordinarily young.
Oh, thank you.
You do not look like you have an 18-year-old. So obviously you started at 14.
Very early.
How old were you when you got married?
Same as you. Say that again.
When you got married, how old were you?
I was...
you don't have to answer any of these questions.
32.
What?
Yes.
Wow. So
you jammed a lot of living there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, don't do the math.
Christy Lee? Could we get a news story out of you?
Oh.
Or are you looking at your Insta again?
No.
Insta.
Jeez, when you say
it. Yeah, really. Like, you're always prepared over there. Always on the ball.
I am always unprepared. That's the kind of consistency that I like to show everybody.
Speaking of women and babies and giving birth.
Oh, yeah.
A woman gave birth on a Caribbean Airlines flight to New York City recently. The flight from Kingston, Jamaica, contacted air traffic control to report a pregnant passenger had gone into labor and requested medical personnel meet the plane at JFK. In a recording of the conversation released to the media, ground control asks the pilot, quote, "Is it out yet?" To which the pilot confirms and the air traffic controller quips, "All right, tell her she's got to name it Kennedy." Ha ha ha.
Because they were flying. Did you JFK, hear? They had it on the news last night. And the
Caribbean Airlines confirmed the incident to CBS News, saying mom and newborn were attended to once the plane landed. Now, what citizenship does she have?
You know something? You couldn't have asked that at a worse time. But I do know that this, that...
international, right? International.
Do they have an international passport that's good everywhere?
Sure, worldwide.
That's a very fair question. And I don't know the answer to that. Because there's the whole controversy with the Supreme Court and birth citizenship. But what's interesting about this, she actually, first of all, they let you on a plane if you're 8 months pregnant? I thought they didn't.
Yeah,
what
is she doing?
I don't think they can ask you that.
Well, they should be able to.
Your doctor usually informs you, we don't want you traveling after.
No.
Yeah, we could see your uterus, ma'am. You're not.
Yeah. You're crowning. You're not getting on this plane.
But I mean, I think it's funny that if you have to name it after the airport you landed, it would be really cool if you were at a cool airport.
Like?
Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans.
Oh, what if it's a girl?
Louise Armstrong.
It's 2026. Yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be sharp. Name. I don't know if I'd want to be named Kennedy if I was born on an airplane. It's kind of a...
I know.
Yeah.
Especially right now with that Carolyn Bessette.
At least you also don't want a water birth.
At least not John. Yeah. Or Ted, now that I think about it.
You don't shut up. I'm going to crash this plane.
Or the back of a convertible, really.
How about... let's see, what's it? If you were Atlanta, that'd be a very hip airport.
Hartsfield?
Yeah, Hartsfield-Jackson.
Yeah, that's kind of
That sounds
cool.
like a Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. Hartsfield-Jackson. It's a cool name. Are there uncool airport names?
Hobby. You don't want to be Hobby.
Bob Hope in Burbank. That's not too cool.
Yeah. No.
That's okay.
Hobby Charles in Houston.
Charles de Gaulle in Paris. Aspen, Colorado. It's like Pitkin. That'd be a name for a girl. Have you met our little daughter, Pitkin? Ugh.
I'm out.
She's city?
How many? Hang on.
City!
How many airports do we have to go? Yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
At least she had the baby on the plane, supposed to in line at the TSA. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they let her, do you suppose they let her breastfeed on just half a boob?
Half a boob?
You can't have the whole thing.
Yes.
She's
half a
diet Coke. She's on it.
And it's up to the flight attendant how much you get, right? If you ask for the can, it's up to their discretion. They can give you the can.
Well, your daughter was a flight attendant.
Ask her. Yeah, I couldn't pin her down on that. She wouldn't let me. I think she didn't want me to feel bad. So.
I don't take in beverages on airplanes.
Of course you don't.
The gas.
No, I don't want to have to pee any more than. I don't want to have to get up any more than possible. Do you? Do you drink liquids on an airplane?
Of course.
Yes.
What do you get? What's your order? What do you get?
Well, what you do is you get a glass of ice, and then you get some. Maybe some Schweppes.
I was going to say you seem like a ginger ale guy.
Yeah, and then. You pour vodka in there, and if you have any room for any Schweppes, you pour more vodka in there.
Okay.
And then you just look at the can and read that while you're drinking your vodka.
The old Chick McGee. That's right. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
I'm a traveling comedian. I play a different club each week. They put us up in filthy condos, but man, this one reeks. The toilet's broke, it smells like smoke, stale beer and dirty socks. Who was the comic that worked here last? Must have been John Fox. John Fox, John Fox. Keep him sober and I hear Fox rocks. But he'll trash the place everywhere he stays. Smells like ass and cat food. No one's cleaned for days. The VCR and TV's gone. The couch is stained blood red. There's empty Cuervo bottles. A passed out stripper in the bed. Porno tapes, real twisted stuff. Fill a cardboard box with a label on the top that reads Property of John Fox. John Fox, funny man John Fox. But if he gets too drunk, the audience walks. He leaves his DNA at every place he stays. So don't drink what you think is apple juice or eat the mayonnaise. John Fox, old John Fox, singing about the legend. The legend of John Fox.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.